Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:64, up 2¾ on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 8:01, up 5 on the open. July, 8:15, up 6. December, 8:50, up 7 on the open. May corn opened at $6, down 2 on the open. July, 6:13½, unchanged. September, 6:23½, up a quarter. December, 6:29½, unchanged. March of 2009, 6:42, up 2¼. May, 6:46 down a half. July, 6:56 up 1½. December of 2009, 5:84½ up 2½ on the open. May beans open at 12.94, up 1½ on the open. July, 13.01 down 3½. November, 12.20 up 1½. January, 12.36 up 3¾ on the open. And November of 2009 at 12.10, up 3½ on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.32, up 20 on the open. July, 3.36 down $2. May soybean oil opened at 57.60, up 93 on the open. July, 58, up 74. June live cattle opened at 92.20, up 7½ on the open. May feeders, 105.50, down 10 on the open. May lean hogs, 74, up 60 on the open. And May bellies, 74.50, up 60 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, Senior Analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, like an engine on a cold morning where it goes yin, 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 this is kind of the market that we have this morning. It's just not getting started very quickly.
Well, we'll probably see more of that yin, yin, yin as time goes on. I think the market's sort of in a mode where it doesn't know what it wants to do right at the moment here. It tells us consolidation. If you're a short-term trader here, you could probably buy the market 1 to 2 lower and sell it 1 to 2 higher. You could probably get that job done 10 to 15 times today as the market tries to get a handle on demand prospects, weather prospects, planting progress, and so forth in through here. But overall, the big news item will be the planting progress report this afternoon. And then, of course, the weather forecast was going in the midweek here, Dave.
Do you think the marketplace, and by that I mean traders in Chicago, are not trading this weather market and NAS market because they've been bitten pretty well in the last couple of weeks, overestimating where progress would be?
Well, it depends what guys are following. If you're following the fundamental news and watching those particular numbers, that could be a point well taken, yes. Also, too, the weather-wise, the amount of moisture has been, less in most areas and a little bit more in other areas. So if you're trading fundamentals, it's going to be awful tough in here to try to get a handle on it as the fundamental news keeps shifting and turning. Probably the fundamental news is probably the most concerning and needs warrant to be watching and probably would give a signal to go to 100% coverage with put options is the open interest in the fund position. If you monitor the commodity funds, they are starting to liquidate, and the open interest is starting to go down some, and that's quite a concern from the point that you looked at who got us here, and it was the funds, and the fear is that they would turn sellers, and they're not going to turn sellers all at once, they would turn to a liquidation mode, that could keep a lid on prices here as we go into the growing season.
Well, open interest has really been declining, particularly in the corn market, over recent sessions.
Yes, and, you know, it could go back to the theory that we could have a full-blown weather market, or a concern that is, and the prices could go down instead of up, just due to the liquidation of the funds that they would turn aggressive sellers. But that's yet to be seen, and it is a concern that the funds are exiting the market. We had a discussion last week, and one individual said, we need to do something about these funds. And I go, now, wait a minute, now, who got us here? Well, the funds. And all of a sudden he goes, oh. So it's something to watch, and they are a major player.
Was away from the microphone a number of days last week, and I came back this morning. It looks to me not a lot had changed in the week that I was gone, and looks like corn really is kind of in a trading affair, 617, 632 kind of range.
You're correct. We're in consolidation mode. In fact, if you go back and track the month of April, we really haven't ventured very far. I mean, we've been down below 6 and up to the 640 area, but it looks like we're sort of in a 40-cent trading range. And, as long as we stay above these longer-term moving averages and stay above these lows we made a week and a half ago, well, I imagine we'll see more of the same. Even so in the beans, with more of a consolidation type of market. Sort of waiting for news. But seasonally and traditionally, as we go into spring in here, you know, if there's not a whole lot of demand on the horizon, and we lose our weather fear, the market has a tendency to sort of drift sideways or lower for a while. And there are some 8 to 10 week cycle lows due here as we go towards the end of May.
Homeland Security Committee is scheduling a hearing on food and fuel on Wednesday. Other signs from Congress we had in the Energy Committee, now from the chair there, desire to revamp energy bills that were previously approved by June 1. We have other congressmen that are suggesting that there is some ill-defined changes in the ethanol policy needed to be done. Some ethanol changes in policy need to be done in the coming weeks and months. Given all the uncertainty and signals that we're hearing out of Congress, to what degree should producers be concerned, and should they be concerned enough to do something about it in terms of their marketing?
Well, from a marketing point of view, you should be 100% covered with put options, from the idea that the news items is higher food prices, higher commodities. Well, who ran the market up? They're going to start blaming the funds. I don't think a fund would want to be, they're out to make money and they're going to have a position, but two, the heat might be put on them to reduce their longs because they're causing prices to go higher, and that would be the fear there. But when you look at the big picture of food and fuel, the big debate way back 3 to 4 years ago was how you track that as far as corn goes. Do you count corn as ethanol, or you count the corn as feed? Well, the producer needs to sort of help educate the public that, yes, you are using some of the corn for ethanol, but there's byproduct called GDD that's being fed, and so you can't really count corn usage twice, even though it is being used twice. So I think there's a lot of education to be done, and the farmer has really taken this personally from the point that they're sort of pointing the finger clear back to the farm. But if you look at the big picture, I think everybody well knows, it's sort of in the middle there where there's a lot of other issues taking place to drive food prices higher.
Of course, on Friday we have the latest round of USDA reports coming, and as I kind of think about it, it looks to me like feed, ethanol, old crop carryover, new crop acres yield, there's a lot of variables sitting there on the table to look at.
Boy, you'll find something to watch to support your position, I think. Old crop numbers are probably going to remain somewhat unchanged, but the new crop, as we look forward here, is where the challenge is going to be. And there's ideas bean carry out on new crop could be in this 325 to 385 million bushels versus this 160 or lower on beans. On corn, you know, this old crop's around 1.2-1.3 billion bushels, but new crop carryout could be as low as 500 to 800 million bushels when you factor in some of the numbers. So, yes, this report's going to be one to watch and a benchmark to go from as you start to play yield by bumping it up and down just a few bushels.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Have a good one.
You too. Kurt Kimmel, senior analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City not making a trade at the moment. The July at 8.56, down 5 1/4. May wheat at the board a trade at 7.95, down 1. July 8.04, down 5. May corn, 5.99, down 3. July 6.09 1/4, down 4 1/4. December 6.27, down 2 1/2. May beans, 12.90, down 2 1/2. July 12.95, down 9 1/2. November 12.16, down 2 1/2. May soybean meal, 329.20, down 260. July at 335, down $3. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.